This is the closing market report for Monday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what's been the news in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, it's good news today. A follow-through from Friday's impressive rally. The market, particularly in the case of beans, is stepping out on the charts. Look at the chart of Jan beans. It's broken out of a congestion area it was in for about a month and a half, and the highest it's been now, going back to almost Labor Day. Making a big announcement, which we've been saying for quite a while, that the harvest lows are in, and why not? The harvest is probably about 90% over with. A big part of the rally on Friday was the Fed's announcement, was the unemployment numbers that came out that were under what they thought, allowing the Fed to say they didn't think that they need to raise rates anymore this year because inflation's getting under control. Market liked the sound of that. Dow Jones is up hard, and the U.S. dollar fell hard. Actually dropped 200 points in the last week, and that's been really good, making us much more competitive on the export market for our grains.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
November is full of weekly observances which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also, consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. December corn went unchanged at 477 and a quarter. Soybeans up 12 and a quarter at 1364 even. December soybean meal down 460 at 437.50. Soybean oil up 144 at 50.80. On the Merc, December live cattle down 255 at 181.32. November feeders down 342 at 237.17. December lean hogs up 65 at 72.40. December pork cutout up 65 cents at 80.75. And November Class 3 milk down 17 cents at 17.16. That's been a check of the closing market prices here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.